Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyan podcast, man. Guys, I'm really glad you are back here to listen to another sweet episode from your favorite guy, Femi Olaniyan. Yes guys, today's topic is actually sweet. Yes, money goals. You know, I love to talk about money a lot. People always say, this guy is like, you like money a lot. Why do you like to talk about money? Guys, it's not like I like money. It's not like I'm obsessed with money. But money is something we need to really talk about. We really need to be talking about money day by day. When you talk about football with your friends, talk about money. When you're gossiping with your friends, talk about money. It's not every time gossip or football or, you know, unnecessary stuff. You have to discuss money. Money is very important. Before you can even do anything in this world, almost anything, you need money. So money goals is something you should be talking about. So guys, in this episode I'll be telling you my 6 money goals for 2021, and this is actually part of some goals you guys should be achieving this year. Yeah, this year is still at the beginning. This is just the second month of the year, so you still have a long way to go, and you can still achieve all of these 6 money goals I want to say in this episode. Before I continue, guys, if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go and subscribe, bro. You are missing a lot of personal finance content, a lot of money conversations. Go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Now to the 6 money goals for 2021. Number one is to have various investment. Yeah, what do I mean by this? You know, there's this kind of saying that don't put all your eggs in one basket. Now it means that you shouldn't put all your money into just one investment. Now let's take, for example, you put all your money in stock market, and then there's a stock market crash. That means you are going to lose all of your money. But assuming you have invested in mutual funds, stock market, cryptocurrencies, bonds, and all of those things, and then there's a stock market crash, there's high probability that it won't affect your other investment. So you won't be that bothered, because okay, you maybe have a little amount of money in the stock market and you have more in other investment, so you won't be that bothered like people who have all of their money in just the stock market. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try to have various investments. For example, myself, I'm investing in bonds, I'm investing in mutual funds, I'm investing in stock market, and I'm also investing in cryptocurrencies. Actually, my plan this year is actually to invest in real estate. Honestly, that's my goal, and I pray I'm able to achieve it before the end of the year. So you should also have it in mind that you should have different investments, not just one investment. Number two is that you should increase your emergency fund. For example, my own is that I want to increase my emergency fund to 200,000 naira this year. Now, if you're a subscriber to my YouTube channel, you know that I talk a lot about having an emergency fund. Now, what's an emergency fund? An emergency fund is that money or that amount of money you have kept somewhere that will save you maybe whenever you get into emergencies or you need money urgently, and maybe you can't take money from your investments and savings at that time, but you need that money urgently. That's what is called emergency funds. And then you can create an emergency fund on CarryWise or on PiggyVest. They allow you to create an emergency fund which you can withdraw anytime for free. Like, there's no charges for it. You can withdraw anytime for free. So you guys should actually think of creating an emergency fund. And before you go into any kind of investment, guys, try to have an emergency fund. It's not compulsory your emergency fund to be 1 million naira or millions of naira. If your emergency fund is just 100,000 naira, like you have 100,000 naira somewhere, okay, that can take care of your needs for the next, let's say, 2 to 3 months, that's okay. You can just keep on increasing your emergency fund every month. So try to make sure you increase your emergency fund. Number three goal for 2021 is to record your finances. Now this year I actually want to treat myself like a business. Now what do I mean by this? Yeah, you know, for a business to actually succeed, you actually need to record the finances of that business. You need to record your capital, how much you're spending daily, you know, your expenses in the business and all of those things, so you can have a very, very good balance sheet and be able to run a very good business. Now, why do you need to also treat yourself like a business? Why do you need to record your finances? So that you can know how you're spending your money, so that it's not just be like at the beginning of the month you get money, and then at the end of the month all of a sudden you're not having money again, and then you're just looking like a bar, like, well, how did I spend my money, you know, all of those things. So you need to actually record your finances and treat yourself like a business. Take your financial life serious this year. You are not getting younger. Actually, you're not getting younger, so you should actually take your financial life very, very serious. Number four is to create a budget for your finances. Now, what's actually a budget? Now, a budget is a plan or a roadmap you create for yourself on how you want to spend your money, maybe for that month, or that week, or that year. Now, take for example, you want to create a budget for yourself this month. Now, what do you need to do? All you have to do is you just sit down. Okay, how much are you making every month? How much are you spending every month? That means you must have been recording your finances. Now, after knowing your income and your expenses, let's say for example you've been earning you are earning 100,000 naira every month, for example. Now you ask yourself, how much do you want to be spending every month? Let's take for example, you agreed, okay, every month I want to be spending, let's say, 50,000 naira. Now you're going to create a budget for yourself that will revolve around that 50,000 naira. And then once you create that budget, and make sure you don't go above your budget. Make sure you don't go above your budget. Stay below your budget. Don't spend more than you have agreed to be spending every month or every year. So create a budget for yourself in 2021. Number five is to create more streams of income. Guys, man, if 2020 has not taught you any lesson financially, one lesson you should learn is that you should have many sources of income. Many, not just one or two, many sources of income. For myself, I have a lot of streams of income, and I really want to have more because I want to be able to have sources of income to the extent that I'll be getting paid every day. Like every day, money will be entering my account from any source of income. So you actually sit down with yourself and actually know how you can create different sources of income. If you have knowledge about something, you can turn it into like five sources of income. If you have knowledge about 10 things, or okay, 10 is too much. If you have knowledge about like 3 things, 4 things, you can turn them into streams of income and be making money for yourself. You guys should also follow Personal Finance Circle on Instagram for more, you know, content and creating streams of income. Number six money goal for 2021, which is the last one, which is also very, very important, guys. Yes, I've tried it, and that's what I'm saying is very important. Is that you should read at least one personal finance book every month in 2021. Now, it's not everybody that can be reading personal finance book every month, but you can actually change your own. You can be saying, okay, you want to be reading one book quarterly, maybe that's 4 books throughout the year. You want to be reading one book every month, that's 12 books throughout the year. You can, you know, decide to do it anyhow you want. But for myself, I'm doing it one personal finance book every month. For January, I read Rich Dad Pro Dad. You guys, you're gonna get the book. I'll say it again, you guys should go and get that book. That book has really changed my mindset about money, like totally. That's totally changed my mindset about money. Go and get the Rich Dad Poor Dad. And also, guys, for February, I'm currently reading Think and Grow Rich. Now, Think and Grow Rich is also a book that is really helping me, you know, change my mindset about money, like to improve my mindset about money. And I'm still going to read 10 more throughout the year. So you guys should actually try and be reading personal finance books. If you want your financial life to really get better, you're going to get a lot more knowledge, a lot more useful content from books, from reading personal finance books. So these are the six money goals I really want to achieve this year. Honestly, I want to achieve all of these goals this year. And guys, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, go and subscribe. And also follow at Personal Finance Circle on Instagram for personal finance content and personal finance tips. And if you're looking for any how to connect with me, maybe on Twitter or Instagram, follow me at Femi Olaniyanjohn, and I will reply your message instantly. Thank you for listening to this wonderful episode. Don't worry, next Sunday I'll be bringing another sweet episode about money to you guys. As you know, we talk about personal finance and productivity on this podcast. I'll see you in the next episode. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.